Hi guys, what's up, and welcome back to another episode on my podcast. This is Sabri Raghuan, and if you're coming here for the first time, then welcome to my podcast. And if you're someone who's come here all the time and you've come here again today, then thank you, it really means a lot to me. So it has been a while. It's been almost 2 weeks, I think, since I posted my last episode. And well, let's just get straight into it, right? Things have changed, and I have tried to come up with a new schedule of posting. So let's see how that works out. For now, no promises. For now, you know, no commitments, as how I used to tell that, you know, there's going to be a podcast every single day, because I'm trying something new. So let's see how that works out. Anyways, today's podcast is about, and this is something I've talked about before in my videos as well and in my blog also, but I feel putting it out in a podcast is also important, because there may be someone who listens to only this platform, only, you know, listens to my content or consumes my content on only this platform, and so it's important for me to do this as well. It's the importance of having a good circle of friends, right? And I often feel that this is overlooked a lot, because people just think that, you know, there are a lot of different elements to success, but no one really talks about the importance of your circle, how important your circle is, how important it is that the people that you hang out with are also hungry to be successful, are also hungry for, you know, they're also chasing the same things that, they don't have to be chasing the same things that you're chasing, but they need to have goals, they need to be, you know, they need to have ambition, they need to have passion. The people that you should surround yourself with should be people who encourage you, who support you, who drive you. And since in your teenage and early, you know, 20s and all, you're going to be spending a lot of time with friends, you need to choose your friends in such a way that, you know, whatever happens, you can always rely on a bunch of people. Now for me personally, I have a very closed set of friends. Still, only the people that I studied with in school qualify as like really, really close friends. And from that list also, there are a very few with whom I spend time daily, who I message daily, talk to daily, keep in touch daily. The reason I do this is because these people are almost on the same mindset as me. They want to succeed, they want to do something with their life, they want to create, they want to build a business, or they want to do something special, something extraordinary, rather than just, you know, do the normal thing that everyone else is doing. So that is why I tell you, and you can almost, every single guru, every single businessman, every single entrepreneur has talked about this. You are an average of the 5 people that you spend most of your time with, right? It's a fact, it's a scientific fact, that the more time you spend with someone, you tend to, you know, inherit their character traits, their personalities, their characteristics and all of that. So if I was spending a lot of time with 5 people who have no goals, no ambition, no dreams, nothing, then I am also going to be just like them. But if I'm spending my time, most of my time, with 5 people who have dreams, goals, ambitions, plans, success in their head, they want it very badly, then automatically I am also going to become just like them, eventually, over a period of time, right? Very simple. Let's just go back to the quote. You are an average of the 5 people that you spend most of your time with, right? Now let's just do simple maths. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's, with 1 being the, like, very, you know, the 1 being the person who has no goals at all, and 10 being a person who has a perfect plan for life, right? As what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, how much money he's going to make, whatever. So 1 is the loser and 10 is a perfect person, right? Let's say you spend most of your time with 5 guys who are each a number 5. So automatically, what does the quote tell us? You are an average of the 5 people that you spend most of your time with. So the average of those 5 guys is 5. Why? Because 5 of them, each of them is a 5. 25 divided by 5 is 5. So you'll also be a 5. But let's say you spend your time with 5 guys who are each a 9 or an 8 even. An 8 is also fine if you're getting started, right? So automatically, 8 guys, 40 divided by 5, 8. So you are also an 8. Over time, you'll also become an 8. You'll also become a person who has goals, who has dreams, who has success. So you need to understand that since you're spending most of your time, if you're a teenager, I don't know if you're someone if this even applies for someone who's like working and all, you know, it does. But I haven't, you know, jumped into that aspect or thought about that aspect a lot. But in a way, it does, I guess. But this is mainly for college going, school going students and, you know, kids my age, teenagers who are about to become turn 20 or 21 or 22, whatever. You need to understand that this phase, you're going to be spending a lot of time with your friends. And so you need to pick the right friends. You need to pick people who are, you know, who hit the gym regularly, who know the importance of staying fit, who want to build something with you, who want to create something for themselves rather than do what everyone else is doing. That is why choosing your circle well is very, very important. And no one really talks about this that much, right? If you're a teenager, you tell your parents, often you'll hear your parents saying you should study well, you should have good friends. But when they say good friends, what they mean is, like, you should have friends who don't do anything bad and they know they also study well. That is, most of the time, that is what they mean. But I feel that this aspect is very rarely talked about. And it should be talked about, right? And so that's why I made this podcast. So for you to understand that you need to make friends who are on the same level as you, whose thinking is on the same wavelength as yours, who know what you want, who support you, encourage you. Whatever happens, they're like, you can do this. Come on, you can do this. They encourage you. Parents are obviously, they're always going to be there for you. But at this age, since you're spending a lot of time, you'll be going to college, you'll be going to school, you'll be going to, say, some conferences, some meetings, you'll be here, there, everywhere. You'll be meeting a lot of people. You'll be making a lot of friends, a lot of contacts. So it is easily, it's very, very easy for you to jump into the wrong circle. At this age, you have to make a very crucial choice. And so pick the right circle. Pick the right circle of friends. Pick good friends. Friends who motivate, encourage, right? And just go for it. Just once you've become friends with them, never leave them. Very close set of friends. 3 to 4 people. That's it at maximum. That's all you need. That is all you need, literally. Alright? So that's all for today's episode. And it's good to be back. It's good to be recording a podcast finally. And I'll see you, according to my plan, next week. Let's see how it goes. So yeah, stay strong, take care, bye-bye.